This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden are in Nashville for a final showdown before Election Day. AP Sagarmughani has more.
As he arrived in Tennessee, the president told supporters the race is in the final stretch.
We have another 12 days after this, and I do have a feeling that in what's happening in the polls, right?
National polls show him trailing, making tonight's debate one of his last big chances to change the race. Some aides are urging the president to put Biden in the spotlight and be less aggressive than in the first debate, the most chaotic in memory. There will be a mute function designed to cut down on interruptions and allow each candidate 2 uninterrupted minutes at the start of each topic. As Biden left for Nashville,
hopefully he's going to play by the rules.
Sagarmughani, Washington.
China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms deal. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S. and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat and new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. It hasn't detailed what form retaliation may take.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The parent company of British Airways has cut its fourth quarter passenger forecast to just 30% of last year's level, as government restrictions imposed to control a new wave of coronavirus infections reduces demand for flights. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
International Airlines Group made the announcement as it posted a third quarter operating loss of $1.5 billion, compared with a profit of $1.7 billion in the same period last year. The company said it reduced the fourth quarter passenger forecast because of additional restrictions, including an increase in local lockdowns and extension of quarantine requirements to travelers from an increasing number of countries. Zaria Shackley, London.
Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats boycotted as the sent Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination to the full Senate for a likely vote next week. AP Sagarmughani has more.
We did it.
Judiciary Committee Chief Lindsey Graham says Barrett's going to the Senate floor and then the high court. All the panel's Republicans voted for her.
Mrs. Feinstein. Mr. Leahy.
None of its Democrats showed up, protesting what they call a rush to get Barrett seated. The Senate's never confirmed a new Supreme Court justice so close to a presidential election, but it's on track for a final vote on Barrett next week after a rare weekend session. Sagarmughani, Washington.
France extended its anti-COVID curfew to cover two-thirds of the population, and Ireland locked down again on Thursday as governments warned of a dire situation in Europe where countries are registering record cases. In the U.S., federal health officials are warning of a distressing trend in coronavirus cases rapidly spreading across the country. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The past week, nationwide, says Centers for Disease Control Deputy Director Dr. Jay Butler.
We've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths.
He says the increase is affecting nearly 75% of the country. The Midwest is hard hit, likely because colder weather means more indoor activities.
Another factor is that smaller, more intimate gatherings of family, friends, and neighbors maybe drive an infection as well.
Because people let their guard down in these intimate settings and tend not to wear masks or keep 6 feet apart. In northern Idaho, the spike is so severe, hospitals are at 99% capacity and preparing to send patients out of state. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sudan's Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok is ready to proceed with normalizing relations with Israel once a yet-to-be-formed transitional parliament has approved the step. This latest news comes from 2 Sudanese government sources who spoke to Reuters on Thursday. This is VOA News.